Thousands of curious tourists were just here for the 11th annual MomoCon just a few days ago, and attendance at last year's DragonCon broke records with more than 70,000 people. Now another homegrown convention hopes to draw crowds this weekend. The State of Black Science Fiction Convention wants to bring more attention to sci-fi subgenres like Afrofuturism and steampunk. We have two co-founders of that convention with us now. They are Balogun Ojitade and Milton Davis. Hello to both of you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Yatasha Womack is with us as well by Skype. She's the author of the book Afrofuturism, The World of Black Sci-Fi and Fantasy Culture. Good morning, Yatasha.
Good morning.
Since you wrote the book quite literally, Yatasha, can you explain what Afrofuturism is? And I ask this knowing that it appears that there's some disagreement sometimes on the definition.
Well, not entirely. I'll say that Afrofuturism is a way of looking at the future and alternate realities through a Black cultural lens. It's an intersection between Black culture, the imagination, liberation, technology, and mysticism. And you see it in the arts, but it's also a tool of self-healing and can be the basis of critical race theory.
So Balogun, if we look at, if Afrofuturism really started to develop in the 90s, mm-hmm. how come we hearken back to like the music of Sun Ra from much earlier and say that's also part of Afrofuturism? How do we connect those?
Because it fits the tropes of Afrofuturism that Yatasha just described. Would Sun Ra have described himself as an Afrofuturist? Probably not. But if he was here today, probably so. I didn't call my work Afrofuturism. I called it Black Speculative Fiction. But I've been described as an Afrofuturist, that I write Afrofuturism, and I have accepted the term because it's the going term that the mainstream has accepted, you know, for it. I do meet the tropes that were just defined. Originally, there wasn't a strong definition for it. So I couldn't call myself something without a strong definition, but in recent times, thanks to Yatasha, thanks to the artist John Jennings and others, it has been strongly defined.
So what, Yatasha, do we include in Afrofuturist works? For example, if you have something like the modern day Doctor Who includes Black characters, does that make it part of Afrofuturism? Or does it have to be the kind of science fiction that deals with the cultural and societal problems that Africans and Black people face today?
Well, it's more or less about looking at the problems. It's really about referencing Black culture. Or Black cultures around the world, pulling from that. I think using the imagination to transcend your circumstance is a key point as well. But it also just looks at the actual construction of a thing, you know, looking at the kinds of technologies that are used, say, even in music, which a lot of Black jazz artists and funk pioneers kind of pioneered in many ways, and kind of harks back to some of the futurist theories around how music of the future would sound. So, I mean, it embraces a wide array of concepts, but I do think that the looking at the technology and looking at how it can be used to alleviate a lot of isms is a big key standpoint.
I want to play you, Balogun, this comment from artist Ted Fielder. He's talking about the disconnect he felt. And this is something that many Afrofuturists talk about, watching things like Logan's Run or the original Doctor Who and seeing that the future in that world only included white people. So here's his comment on that when he started reading comic books.
The people in those comics really don't look like you. You know, they look like the big white guy with the muscles and, you know, he flew away. That's what happened. We wanted to be the one that would fly off the roof with the expanding cape, right? We wanted to be the ones who would be able to show we're the Dark Knight. We wanted to have that opportunity, too.
You have said that people are surprised when you tell them that you're a science fiction writer. Why do you think that is?
Yes, because historically, we did not read science fiction. And when I say we, I'm talking about Black people. But at several conventions and several events that I throw, I ask people who aren't normally into science fiction and fantasy, do you watch science fiction movies, I'll say, you know, who here has watched The Matrix? All the hands go up.
Yeah.
Who here has watched The Hunger Games? All the hands go up. Then I say, who here has read The Matrix? Not The Matrix, The Hunger Games. And not many hands go up. If you don't see yourself, or you don't think you're going to see yourself in writing, because you're going to spend much more time, you'll spend an hour and a half, maybe 3 hours at the most with science fiction and fantasy in a film. 30 minutes to an hour on television.
Yeah.
But with the book, you're spending days to weeks to months on that book. You're not going to spend that amount of time if you don't see yourself or anyone relatable to you.
Let me go to you, Melton, because speaking of The Hunger Games, when I read those books, she's described, the lead character, Katniss, is described as having olive skin. I honestly thought it was a woman of color that they were describing. I wonder, Milton, if you think that's seeing some of the remakes of old classics, seeing Star Trek with more people of color in it, or black characters appearing in, like, Doctor Who, does this mean that Afrofuturism, at least in that way, is making a difference?
Yeah, I believe what we're doing has made a difference. I started this journey back in 2005 when I started writing, and I think that was kind of a critical point in what we see now as black speculative fiction. A lot of the people that I know that are in the industry right now that are starting to make strides, we were all kind of like percolating under the surface during that time. And now it seems like what we're doing is starting to come to the forefront because of critical mass, and I believe it's having a direct effect on what we're seeing now with things like Star Trek and with some of the other areas, some of the other things going on. As far as being incorporated, I still think that the incorporation is not complete, because we're seeing, it's good to see people who are appearing in these shows that happen to be black, but we're still a pretty good ways from having situations where the characters have to be black. Where we're actually seeing our culture being incorporated into the stories and telling stories that we can connect to, and I think that's starting to happen. It's been happening on the independent side for a long time, but we're starting to see that emerge into the mainstream representation.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Black Science Fiction Convention organizers. You just heard Milton Davis, also with us is Balogun Ojitade, and we have author Yatasha Womack. We're talking about Afrofuturism and the Black Science Fiction Convention coming to Atlanta this weekend. Yatasha, let me play you this comment from Masi Mbewa from the University of Namibia. She's talking about what her goal is for Black science fiction.
At the end of the day, my dream is to walk into a bookstore and have Afrofuturist novels written by beautiful African writers on the shelves. I want to not be able to get away from it. I want it to overwhelm me. I want Afrofuturism to take over the world and become a movement.
So what is your goal, Yatasha? Is it for Afrofuturism to become a movement, or is it something else?
Well, for me, it's just about people feeling that they can create stories and reference their culture, if they're people of African descent or people of any background, feeling as if they can tell those stories, feeling as if they can use their imagination to push past any sense of limitation, and feeling like they have a sense of agency so that they can create their own lives and contribute to conversations about the future. That's really what I'm interested in.
Milton, why not turn it into a non-white science fiction convention? I mean, certainly there's not a lot of Latinos also in Logan's Run or the original Star Trek. Why not open it up?
Well, the State of Black Science Fiction started as a collective of writers, and mainly what we were trying to do is create opportunities and open up a dialogue for us to reach readers and stuff. And that's what we've been basically focused on. I'm all for everybody, you know, creating the same thing that we did and make a market to where they can actually reach the readers. And but we've really emphasized the part of it being black science fiction, because in the past, being black, that's where we've seen a lot of the gatekeepers prevent us from telling the stories that we want to tell. I think there's opportunity for conventions, and I think there have been conventions that will be conventions that are focusing on just people in color in general. But I think it's important that we have it the way it is right now, because that's basically the audience that we're focusing on, and those are the creators that we're trying to expose.
Balogun, there has been a documented discrimination against writers of color, and it's especially bad in science fiction. That's right. Not my opinion. That's been established
right.
through some pretty good, solid research. Is that have we made progress in that, should I say? Or is it getting any better for writers like yourself? I mean, among the main publishing world.
Among mainstream publishing, yes, because of independent publishers. Thank goodness that, and I don't want to name the companies, but thank goodness now we're able to publish our own work because, as Milton mentioned, the gatekeepers for a long time, they did not allow us to present characters. And even, I'm in an anthology, a steampunk anthology, that I was asked to be in the second edition. I refused because every black character in it, and this is supposed to be a multicultural steampunk anthology, every black character, they drew each person's character, every black character, they either have their back turned or it's drawn from an angle where you can't see the face clearly. And I sent the pictures to Milton. I said, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. So, and that was a independent book, but highly, highly, highly supported through crowdfunding.
Yeah.
And they could never get me to write again.
Yatasha, I'm just hearing of Afrofuturism for the first time. What's the first movie or book you send me to for my best introduction?
My book, Afrofuturism, the world of black sci-fi and fantasy culture. And I'm saying that really because I wrote it as a primer to help introduce people to the concepts and so that they can see how their philosophies or their fandom, you know, intersects and they can see themselves in the book.
And what about you, Milton? My son would immediately say Afro Samurai, but what would you send people to?
There's so many books that I think. I think the first book I would probably recommend, just from a historical perspective, would be Dark Matter, the anthology that Sheree Renee Thomas released back in the 90s, because it was the first book that came out that basically gathered people who were black writers in speculative of fiction and put them in the forefront. And so I think that would probably be the first one I would recommend from a historical perspective. From a current perspective, I would say the anthology that Balogun and I produced, Steampunk, because steampunk was basically our answer to the lack of black writers in the steampunk genre. The people in steampunk basically felt as though they had a genre that was open to everyone. But you weren't seeing that in the people attending the cons and in the books that you were reading.
Right. So, steampunk has been relatively white. You've just heard Milton Davis, an author and co-chair of the upcoming convention. Balogun Ojitade is co-chair of the State of Black Science Fiction Convention. And Yatasha Womack, author of the book Afrofuturism, The World of Black Sci-Fi and Fantasy Culture, also director of the film Bar Star City. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
The convention is Saturday and Sunday, June 11th and 12th at the Fulton County Southwest Arts Center. For more information, visit gpbnews.org.